Welcome to the Behavior Corner Podcast with Barb Rova. Barb created the Behavior Corner after almost two decades of working side by side with families to improve their children's behavior. This is a supportive place for parents to come together to learn how to manage powerful emotions, negative behavior choices, and the chaos that we experience along our parenting journeys. In the Behavior Corner, we share professional, practical, and positive parenting advice. These are the tools that will give you a strong foundation to make positive behavior changes in your children a reality. Get ready. This is going to be great.
I want to know how to help my child. Yes, I hear that again and again. How do I help my child? That is my end game in this parenting journey that I'm on. I want to help them. Can you tell me? Can you show me how to help them? And my response is, the first step in helping your children is communication. When we can communicate with them, we are addressing their problem on a foundational level. In fact, communication, if you think about it, is the foundation of all relationships, professional relationships, romantic relationships, relationships with your kids, friendships. Without that element of communication, can we truly know what's going on with our children, what they need from us, how we can help meet their needs? We can't. But for those of you who have said to me, and I know there's even more of you that I haven't talked to about this, you want to help your kids find happiness. You want to soothe them, support them. You want to be there for your children, to empower them, to help grow their independence. And for that, you need communication. Things aren't going to get better on their own. It doesn't happen all by itself. That's why your kids have you as a parent. We're in charge of guiding them. We are in charge of helping them. In fact, in the beginning of my book, the very first page for, I guess I'll call it an introduction, I have listed several parenting traits that we all must have communication at the core level if we're going to be successful with these traits. And those traits are love, support, patience, guidance, tolerance, and acceptance. If you're able to show those traits as a parent, you have got this all figured out, my friend. I'm going to read those again. Love, support, patience, guidance, tolerance, and acceptance. To show those traits as a parent, you really do need to have communication. You need to have a level of understanding with your kids. So I really thought about this. And when I think of the word communication, one thing pops in my head initially. So I'm actually wondering what that is for you. So think for a minute. Communication. What do you think about? Words, right? Most of us think about communicating with our words. We're talking to someone, we're communicating. But we also know that a huge part of communication has to deal with actions. In fact, the majority of communication comes nonverbally. It's through our actions. It's the words that we're not saying that helps us meet our kids' needs. I want you to think about that for a minute. I wrote down a quote. I'm going to read it to you. Hearing verbal communication and seeing nonverbal communication is how our children learn to behave, define their boundaries, and understand the world around them. Guys, this statement alone is huge for behavior planning. It's huge for being able to figure out what your kids need from you so that you can help them. The challenge that you have as a parent is being able to match your words with your actions. The question you need to ask yourself when you're trying to help your child improve a behavior or make a positive decision is, will my kids take my words seriously? And how can I make sure that they are listening to me? How can I make sure that this is going to happen? Well, the best way to help them understand what you're trying to teach them and what you're trying to support them in is following through on what you're saying. Follow through and follow up. Hey, we talked about, actually this happened in my house the other night. We talked about how you're interacting when you're playing Fortnite. I know this is a big, huge draw right now for a lot of our kids. And I had a discussion with my son just the other night, and we were talking about how his interactions with his friends when he's playing Fortnite is not necessarily the interactions that we expect for him to have with his family members at home. There's some level of trash talking. I actually saw that phrase yesterday in an article I read about our youngsters playing Fortnite. And on some level, as long as it isn't a bullying behavior or just outright mean, is acceptable when they are interacting with their friends and playing this game. However, I made it clear I don't expect that trash talking to continue in our home. I'm going to follow up on that. There was no Fortnite yesterday, but I am going to be following up on, hey, do you remember our conversation? How do you think it's going? Because I care. Because I want to make sure that we have positive behavior intact. And I want him to know that my words and my actions are matching. Yes, we had some words in a helpful way the other night about interacting with others. And now my actions of follow-up, that's going to prove to him that I really do mean business and I care because my actions and words are matching. How about chores, guys? How about when you think of chores, how easy is it for you to get your kids to do chores? Even though you're asking them to do that or telling them to do that, right? Are you following up with that? Are you putting a plan in place to make sure the chores are getting done? Do you have expectations that before there is downtime, such as Fortnite or playing, that one or two chores gets done? I don't know. Only you can answer those questions. Take a look at your expectations. Take a look at how you're communicating that and following through on that. Now, how about feelings? Another one is having difficulty sleeping at night. So that could create some frustration with your kids too. Some upset, obviously tiredness. They're not going to be able to think through logically what is going on when they're so tired or emotional. How are you helping them with that through communication? Empathy, guys, empathy. When you can empathize with your child and then move into problem solving with them, that is going to be a level of communication that is going to provide support, love, tolerance, acceptance, all those traits that we talked about when we first started this conversation today. Those traits that are listed in the beginning of my parenting book. You need communication for that. You're having a hard time sleeping, or you had a hard time in school today. That must be really sad for you. That must be frustrating to you, or aggravating, or make you mad or stressed. Whatever feeling you feel that you can place with what your child is experiencing helps to meet them where they are, because you're showing empathy. And when we can show empathy to our children and to other human beings, it takes that stress level down a notch or two. Man, you really understand. You're taking the time to try and understand where I'm coming from is what your child's going to be thinking. and they're going to feel better. Yes, because that's your job as parent, not to just dismiss it because they're little and they're young and you're busy. If you really want to reach out and help your child, empathy through communication is the way to do it. And then you enter in problem solving and you ask your child, what do you think would help make this problem better? That's one question. Get their feedback. Or what would you like to see from this situation? What would you like to see happen? Ask them. You know why? Because many times they have better ideas than we do to solve their problems because they are living it and they know what they would like to see as an outcome. And talk about that. Go back and forth about that. Being able to allow them to have a voice in deciding what can help them will help them even further down the road when they need to problem solve independently, when they are growing up and they need to feel empowered to deal with those emotions and to solve their own problems. You're teaching them that now. That is a super powerful way that you can help your kids through communication. So what about those kiddos that have a hard time with that verbal exchange? Because yes, we talked about the nonverbal piece and how you're following up and interacting. And actually, let me go back just for a moment and remind you, part of the nonverbal communication is making sure you don't have distractions around. Your sole focus is on your child. Your nonverbal communication needs to speak to them that you are 100% interested in what they're going through right now and the topic that is in front of you. And that includes maintaining eye contact, putting that phone down, turning the TV off, eliminate distractions, be on their level with them. If they're small, even put them on your lap. You need to be present in the moment. So how about those kiddos who aren't really into that verbal exchange with you and will shut down despite your supportive nonverbals? That happens. And guys, you can still help your child through empathy, through problem solving, through follow-up. So some really fun ways to be able to do this is play with puppets. I'm going to start with the young guys, okay? Playing with puppets or dolls or Lego figures or superhero figures and acting things out through those figures. Having the important conversations about their feelings and problem solving and whatever else is going on can happen through the mode of those toys, those puppets. You want to address hitting? Then use the superhero figures or the puppets or My Little Pony and show how we're nice to people. Touch nice and don't hit. Act that out through play. Do you know that is how our kids learn? They learn best through play. So if we are unable or your child is unable or unwilling to have a conversation with you verbally or directly, I should say, incorporate that play with them. They will take that knowledge from the play and incorporate it into real life. Just like anything, though, with raising kids, you will need to revisit that. It's not just going to be one conversation. Remember how I said, I'm going to be following up with my child on his level of respect for family members versus his trash talk on Fortnite. We will revisit and revisit and revisit. That is also part of how we teach our kids to learn. So use that for those of you who have older kids that may not be into that play through puppets or superheroes, write it. Draw it. Let's draw a picture of this. I know a lot of kids who are very talented with drawing and would excel with this. Use a shoebox. Grab a shoebox. Put some notes in there. Start a conversation. Your child takes out a note and responds to you. They put a note in. You respond to them. Get a notebook. Do the same thing. There are so many different unique ways that we can communicate with our kids in order to help them. And in fact, with our older kids, they are really good at disclosing even more thoughts and feelings to us when they can write it and keep it in that notebook, because they're not addressing us face to face. And it just feels like a safer environment. They're more apt to write things down. You can even do that through texting with your kids. So good. It's so good to know that there's so many ways to be able to reach out to your kids and help them through this foundational element of communication that doesn't involve direct conversation. If you feel that you're going to get more and you're going to be able to help more, then use these other ways, guys. You can do that. I empower you to do that. I also want to offer you, I have a post. I actually call it a pillar post on my website, and it's all about communication. So if you would like a copy of that pillar post, all you need to do is comment and let me know. Comment post, communication post, whatever you think, and I will direct you to that page on my website. That is there for you. That gives you even more ideas about communicating with your kids. So I want to encourage you to be brilliant and empowered in your parenting. And we will totally get back together and talk more about this stuff. We have our activities every week. I've been calling them activities for some reason. Our lives every week. I put that list out on our page so that you know what's coming up. You knew that communication was going to be one of our ways we were reaching out, and our hashtag for this 2019, at least the first few months, is New Year, New Perspective. So if you can take a new perspective on communication and being able to reach out to your kids to help them through this element of communication, you now have a new perspective on what that will look like in your home. So I hope I got your mind going. When I reach out to our group on Monday at 4:30, I will cross my fingers that that will be live. We don't have a conflict right now, so that is good. I'm going to be giving a demonstration of how all of this works with communication and some of the examples I gave to help us communicate with our kids, like through the shoebox and notebook texting and things like that. I'm going to give a demonstration of that on or within our group, which is super excited to do that. I'm stoked because I've never done that before. I'm going to elicit the help of my own child to do that for you. And I am going to be offering the communication section of my book. So that will only be to group members. I want to make sure I have all my bonuses that I had written down that I wanted to tell you about. So that's going to be offered on Monday in our closed group at 4:30. So we will review a little bit of what we did today and then also go into those bonuses. And that demonstration, I'm so excited. And as I'm like going through our topic today, I'm like, I never even told everyone where I'm sitting right now. So because it is so early at my house, my kids are still sleeping. So off I went in my basement. I'm actually sitting on my treadmill, which, by the way, I have gotten on every day this week. I'm sitting on my treadmill with my greenhouse behind me. My greenhouse, I love it. If you were following me last year, you probably saw some videos and some lives from inside my greenhouse right now. It's just piled with soils and pots and stuff. Within a 2-month period, I will be starting my vegetables in my greenhouse, and it totally makes me happy. That's one of my outlets to help with stress in life. I love gardening, and so does my youngest child. So it's really cool. So yes, I am coming to you this morning from my treadmill and greenhouse. I will be posting this video tonight at 7. So when you hear me say all of this, I know that you'll be done with your Thursday. So I hope it was a good Thursday. And I will connect with you hopefully in our group on Monday at 4:30. I hope you are able to join us.
Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Come and visit us on our other social media platforms, including our fan page found on Facebook, Behavior Corner LLC, and our amazing closed group where even more goodness happens at Raising Kids, Behavior Solutions That Work. And of course, a shout out to Barb is always available at barb@behaviorcorner.com.